Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Down the blind, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Kat is just doing some work, so she might join us a little bit later. She just told me she's available, but she's not joining me because she's chosen to go to the bathroom instead. So probably one of the harshest rejections I've ever had. She said it was so much hope and passion, and then she gave me a middle finger from the other side of the studio. So maybe she'll chime in at some point. Maybe she won't. Fuck knows. But we are going to go through the questions that were sent in by the Roo Crew this week. Go through some of the NRL questions that were sent in and have a stick our fangs into those and go through all those. So if you want to join the Roo Crew, guys, the link is in the description. If you're in the Roo Crew already, you can watch the YouTube, the video of this. If you're listening on the Rugby League Guru podcast, you can watch the video earlier. Then you can listen to the podcast and you can watch the video, obviously, in the Roo Crew along with all of our Supercoach stats and everything like that. Let's have a look at some of these questions that I've picked out. So the first one comes from Big Rye. Panic stations yet for the Broncos, or should they just back the depth of the roster? I think it's far from panic stations for the Broncos, mate. Adam Reynolds, he is a huge loss. There is no denying that. He's a massive, massive loss. Do I think they can win the comp without Adam Reynolds? No, I don't. Do I think they can keep their head above water until round 22, 23 when Adam Reynolds is meant to return? Yes, definitely. And then I still think they can win this premiership. So I do not think it is shut up shop at all for the Brisbane Broncos. I think they'll be fine during this period. Origin will come around and there will be a lot of challenges. They'll lose Haas, they'll lose Carrigan, Reece Walsh, these sort of guys will drop out of the side. But the depth that this side has is unbelievable. Like Corey Oates has only just managed to get back into the side. Got a heap of young front row forwards that have shown they can play at a high click. They've got Tristan Saylor ready to come into the side. I think they will be okay. I don't think it's panic stations at all. I'm really, really excited to see the halfback get an opportunity this week. He's a guy that I've always sort of fancied, and I think over the last few weeks in Queensland Cup, he's been doing really, really well. So I'm keen to see him get his opportunity in this one. Josh has been a guy that I have sort of liked for quite a while, just hasn't really got the opportunity. So keen to see Josh Rogers go around. 27-year-old halfback who's done well in Q Cup, handy goal kicker. I think he'll do well, and I actually think there's a world where he could put serious pressure on Jock Madden for that jersey until Adam Reynolds returns. So we will see. Very keen to see Ezra Mam during this period step up and see what he can do. So I don't think it's panic stations for the Broncos at all. It's not ideal, don't get me wrong, but I think they've got the squad to cover this until he returns for sure. From Joey Eakin, genuine thoughts on Cronulla, mate. My genuine thoughts on Cronulla is at the moment they look fantastic. I haven't seen them play what I would consider to be a top shelf side yet, though. They take on the Melbourne Storm this week, and I think in this game we're going to learn everything we need to know about the Cronulla Sharks right now, and it will either cement their place in this competition as proper contenders, or it'll be a wake-up call to Craig Fitzgibbon and the Cronulla Sharks that they still have a bit of a ways to go until they are a proper competitor in this competition. But I personally think, I don't think they win down in Melbourne, but I think they play well enough and they compete enough in this game to show us all that they are the real deal this year, because I personally think that they are, to be honest with you, which I didn't think at the start of the season. I had a lot of concerns about them, but from what I've seen so far, I've been very, very impressed with the Cronulla Sharks. So this Melbourne game, it's a 7:30 Saturday. I'm going to be in Auckland for this one, so I think it's going to kick off at about 11 p.m. or something fucking ridiculous, but I will be pushing through maybe a couple of Keith Urbans and Cokes to get me through this one, because I am super keen for it. I think this has got game, not only game of the round, I think this has got game of the year potential so far. Very excited about this one. I'm very excited to see where the Cronulla Sharks are really at. Tyson Jones. Shout out to Tyson Jones, one of the people that I packed your hats this week, your Caxton Round hats. They'll be coming out on Thursday morning. They'll be posted out, so stay tuned. They'll be arriving soon. Make sure you check in your package, guys. There's a little surprise in there for each and every one of you, and about five or six of you got bonus hats as well. So some of you got Guru hats that have never been released, that were sort of samples that have got a cool little design on them that some of you will get. And then some of you also got the Bloke in a Bar green hats, which sold out in about 4 seconds. I had a couple of spare of them, so I've put them in some of those packages. So one of the advantages of being the Roo Crew, you get first dibs on merchandise. You got $5 off that merchandise. Each of you got a little surprise in there, and a select few of you got a little bonus present as well, an extra hat in there for you guys free of charge. So sensational stuff. Tyson Jones says, what would you do if you were Dez Hasler when Jaden Campbell returns? Surely Dez's wonderful idea of putting Brimson in the centres is long gone. And look, I don't think that Dez's idea to put him in the centres was outrageous, to be honest with you. You have Kieran Foran, you've got Tanner Boyd. They understand that Kieran Foran's not going to play forever, so they were trying to get Tanner Boyd ready to take over this side. It just hasn't worked out that way. I think that realistically they've been forced to play AJ Brimson at fullback, which is the right decision. It just took them a long time to get there. But I think it's really easy in hindsight to completely bag the shit out of what Dez did. I think he did have a plan to what he was doing. It just so happened that they lost Tino and a lot of things went against them. But for me, I can't possibly move him out of fullback. I think AJ Brimson has to remain at fullback, and I can't hear any decent arguments for him not to go back to fullback. I just think he simply has to be there. I think he has to be the guy moving forward. So AJ Brimson at fullback for me. Jaden Campbell, I don't know. They're playing Keanu Keeney off the bench this week. I'd be using Jaden Campbell in a similar way. The problem with Jaden Campbell is that he can't defend in the front line, so you really can't put him anywhere else other than fullback. Maybe it's a case of, hey, Jaden Campbell, you're a very, very talented player. You're a gun, but you're also not the best fullback at this club. You might still be a top 10 fullback, but you're not the best fullback at this club. You need to probably round out your game to be able to play in other positions to get yourself into this team. If not, jersey 14. Luke Sinclair. Does South need a complete overhaul of their roster? Honestly, I don't think so. And that might sound ridiculous with how they're going, but I think that if Wayne Bennett arrives there next year, I think South Sydney will go really well. I actually have no doubt they'll do well with Wayne as coach. And, you know, that is an exception because it is just Wayne Bennett. But, I mean, I look through this roster and you go from the top. Latrell Mitchell, Alex Johnson, Campbell Graham, Jack Whiten, Cody Walker, Cam Murray, Keon Colomantungi, Damian Cook. For me, that's eight guys that I've just named off the top of my fucking head that I would consider to be close to elite talents in the NRL. I absolutely love all eight of those guys. They are in the top four or five in their position, probably across the competition. Maybe give or take a Keon Colomantungi. But, I mean, all of them are just sensational. I don't think they need a roster overhaul at all. Some of the young guys they've got that are incredibly talented as well. And then some of the mid-range guys that just do a job. Your Havilis, your Isaiah Tass, your Ty Munro's coming through. There's a heap of talent in this side. They just can't put it together at the moment. I'm not sure what the issue is. It's easy for me to sit here and say, oh, they need to do this, they need to do that. At the end of the day, I don't know, you don't know what the problems are at South Sydney. We can guess. We can, you know, it was Sam Burgess, it was Jason Demetrio. Fuck knows. We'll wait and see. We'll wait and see what Wayne can do with them. I assume Wayne's going to be there. But no, I don't think they need a complete overhaul, in my opinion. Next question from Dylan V. Any chance of a Roo Crew catch up next week, or a more important note, Eljana or Frangos? First of all, I prefer El Jana because I prefer like a chicken wrap and stuff. The burger though that you get from Frango's is fucking all time. So I absolutely love them both. Depending on what you were looking for in that moment, I could understand you going to both. I have the ability to order both from my house, and I definitely go El Jana a stack more, an absolute stack more. So I'm an El Jana guy, but I think Frango's is fucking sensational. I hate to pick between the two. Any chance of a Roo Crew catch up next week? Guys, I had plans to do a Roo Crew catch up at Magic Round, but it's just going to be really difficult. There is going to be Thursday I arrive up there. I go to the Women's Origin. I know a lot of people aren't arriving there until the Friday. Friday afternoon, I have a live show with Tom and Eddie that we're doing at Lefty's, so we'll be there if you want to come and say hi. I think it's ticketed to get in there, but we'll be hanging around after. Straight after that, the footy starts, so I'll be hanging around the Caxton and whatnot. Then on Saturday, you know, I'm going to be hungover as balls if I get things my way on Saturday. So when I eventually get up at 1 o'clock, I've got to be at the Caxton for a bloke in a bar meet and greet. I'll be hanging around after that at the Caxton Hotel for the evening. So I'm not going to so much have a Roo Crew, and then I fly out Sunday morning, as does Kat. So we're not going to so much have a Roo Crew meetup, but I will keep you guys up to date of exactly where I am and where I'm going to be, et cetera, et cetera, because I want to have a beer with as many of you as I possibly can. But the Caxton is your best bet. That is where I'll be spending pretty much the vast majority of my time. I know that Kat's got tickets to the games and she's got a friend up there as well, so they're going to come and go from the games and whatnot. But I know that I'm not going to any games. I'm just going to be at the Caxton, as is Tom and Eddie, I believe. So that's where I'll be most of the weekend. I'll keep you guys updated in the Roo Crew if you are around, or if you're somewhere that you there's not too many people there, it's not too crowded, maybe send me a message. Maybe we can do a little impromptu Roo Crew meetup somewhere. We'll just have to see how the weekend goes. It's a pretty busy one for me, and just because I've got these live shows that I have to go to, I can't really get out of them. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit tough, but we will have some throughout the year. We've still got a Christmas party that we want to go ahead with, which we'll be here in the CBA Centre of Excellence, then at a pub somewhere. So there are plans in place, but as much as it won't be a Roo Crew meetup, I will let you guys know the entire Magic Round where I am, and you can come and find me, have a beer, have a giggle, have a laugh. Kat will be with me for most of it, so you can meet Kathmandu as well. I'll probably be with Timmy, Maddie, Kempy, Hammy and whatnot. So there'll be plenty of opportunities there. If you're at Magic Round last year, you know we spent a lot of time down there in the car park. I think we'll spend even more time there this year, just catching up with people and having beers and having a laugh. So plenty of opportunities to meet people. I cannot fucking wait for it. But as far as an official Roo Crew catch up, probably not realistically. But that won't stop you from seeing me, I guarantee you. Our next question. With all reported offers for Fifita, where would you sign if you were him? I believe he will sign at the Penrith Panthers. At time of recording, there's no official announcement, but I've heard it is pretty damn close to being done. I'm expecting it to be announced in the next 24 hours. Just had to get stuck into my very, very cold coffee that I left here from this morning. Pretty much an iced coffee now. I believe he will end up at the Penrith Panthers. I think the Roosters would be a decent landing spot, but I think the Panthers have gone through all this time with all this success without really flexing their muscles in the recruitment department, and I think this is going to be their first big flex, and I think it's going to be a huge, huge signing. So super excited for David Fifita. I hope he ends up at Penrith. As I said on the podcast yesterday with Kat, I feel really, really sorry for the Gold Coast Titans, but this is the business, unfortunately. So I want to see him at the Panthers from a very selfish point of view, just to see how great the Panthers can be and how great Fifita can be linking up with a Nathan Cleary, even with an Ivan Cleary. So that's my thoughts on it. And if I was him, I would definitely go to the Panthers. If they're offering him $850K, I know it's easy for me to say sitting here, but $850K to play at the Panthers and be playing finals footy and winning comps, or 1.2 or 1.1 or whatever it is at the Titans to be sort of battling away to try and make the eight, I don't know. You'd have to really love that Gold Coast area, which maybe he does to his credit, but you'd have to be very, very passionate about that area and the people that are there, which once again, maybe he is, and if he is, full respect to him. But if I was Fifita, I would be going to the Penrith Panthers. That's just my take. Premierships and stuff would matter a lot to me. Success would matter a lot to me. And it's not like he's making peanuts going to the Panthers. Still big bicky he's making. So that's what I would do. Next question from Ryan Hegarty. Which day of footy are you most looking forward to at Magic Round? As I said, guys, I'm actually not going to any games. We'll probably go to the Women's Origin on the Thursday night. But outside of that, I won't be going to any games. When I have run my eye over it, though, I do think That Saturday is going to be good. Actually, probably the Sunday is going to be some crackers there. Warriors, Panthers, very interesting. Melbourne Storm and the Eels, a very good game as well. Roosters, Cronulla is going to be a cracker, actually, that Saturday game. And I think the Titans, Knights will be a good game too. So probably Saturday or the Sunday games. I'm probably leaning towards Saturday. Hopefully South Sydney. I mean, if South Sydney can start to get some troops back, they've got a lot of attacking players, so maybe they can compete with the Cowboys in that game. But yeah, probably Saturday is the one I'm going to lean towards, mate. Filthy, I'm not going to be there for the Sunday games. Ryan Westy, what do you think of Clifford instead of Townsend for the Cows? Put some big shots on and his kicking game seemed decent. Yeah, I don't mind it, mate. I'd be okay with Clifford getting in there, but I think Chad does bring a lot of experience to that team, and I think without him, I think you'd realise how quickly, very quickly, that you do miss him. And I think especially if they're going to start to, you know, compete and win some big games, I think he's going to be pretty important, Chad. So I could understand if they went with Clifford, but I personally still think Chad is the right decision. Our next question. Our next question and our last question too comes from Campbell Collins. With Fifita leaving dependent, does that mean the Titans could try and cash in on Ben Hunt with salary cap money? I mean, the word coming out of the Dragons now, and believe what you want to believe, I've got no fucking idea, is that Ben Hunt could stay. I imagine he'd be on a pretty good wicket once again next year with Lomax leaving. He could get a bit of that Lomax bicky. But yeah, I think I've heard for a long time that Ben Hunt wants to return to Queensland. I've heard that about Jerome Hughes as well, though, and Jerome Hughes came out and said the other day, Melbourne's home, I want to stay here. So read into that what you will, but I do think Benny Hunt would be a fantastic signing for them. But part of me also says, okay, you go and sign Ben Hunt. He'll do a good job for the next 2 years he's probably got left. Is it not just Kieran Foran all over again? Are they setting themselves up for the future? Is it maybe time that they go into the market and find the next best 25, 26-year-old halfback to build around? I don't know. And once again, have they, you know, with their halfbacks that they've had over the last few years, have they dealt with them overly well? Have they handled them overly well? Have they nurtured them overly well? No, they haven't. So maybe it is going Ben Hunt would be the best option. But yeah, just interesting with the Titans. You just don't want to see more of the same. You want to see them heading in a new direction. And I'm just not sure if Ben Hunt's going to be the guy to lead them into the future like that. So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, I do think the Titans could make a serious play at Benny Hunt. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see him finish his career back in Queensland. Where that be, I'm not too sure. Brisbane, probably unlikely. Cowboys would be interesting, but I reckon one of the Dolphins or the Titans would be probably the best bet. And Titans probably are the best bet the more I think about it. But yeah, I just wonder if Ben Hunt's the perfect fit for the Titans. In saying that, guys are playing longer than ever. Benny Hunt, to be fair, over the last month, he's played probably his worst footy I've seen in quite some time. But I think as a whole, he's still got plenty left to offer. I think he'll get picked for Queensland again this year. I know he'll do a good job for them and absolutely fucking fist us as per usual. But yeah, an interesting spot to watch with the Gold Coast Titans there, what they're going to do with that money that they're going to free up from David Fifita. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you guys sending all your questions in. There's about 50 or 60 questions in there. Can't get to all of them, so every week I'll pick out 5 or 10, probably around 10. I think we did 10 today that we go through and answer and give our thoughts on them. We'll do some super coach questions as well. We wanted to do that before Beers and Break Evens, but we just ran out of time. It's been a hectic week. So I'll go through and answer some of those questions as well with the context now of Teamless Tuesday and whatnot as well. So thanks for joining us once again, guys, on the Rugby League Guru podcast. The Roo Crew link is in the description. Come and join us there for all the extra content, all the rumors, all the super coach stats, everything about available now in the Roo Crew.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.